Inventory Roadmap. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory as those stocks or items used to support production, raw materials and work-in-process items, supporting activities, maintenance, repair, and operating supplies and customer service, finished goods and spare parts. Organizations that carry inventory do so because it is a necessary cost of doing business. However, since it is a cost, organizations are continually working to find the optimum levels of inventory, those that can maximize profits, production efficiency, and customer service. Inventory can also be seen as an investment that, if managed correctly, can be a strategic asset to the organization. For example, inventory can decouple demand and supply, so proper management of inventory can provide protection against variability in either. Since using inventory to protect against variability costs money and consumes space, management may consider alternatives to carrying more inventory than desired. For example, improved demand forecasting and/or use of actual demand orders, reduced variability in the quality, amount, and timing of supply deliveries, shorter production cycle times, careful maintenance of production equipment, keeping inventory in motion as much as possible rather than allowing it to wait in queues, in warehouses, and so on. A basic understanding of inventory depends upon knowing the types of inventory and the functions performed by each type. Types of inventory. Inventory can be classified according to where along the supply chain it is being held. Classification of inventory type depends on the point of reference, meaning that a raw material supplier's finished good becomes a manufacturer's raw material upon transfer. Each type serves particular functions, all of them adding to the supply chain's flexibility when maintained at optimum levels. The types are as follows. Raw materials inventory includes purchased parts, materials, or subassemblies to a production process that have been acquired but have not yet entered production. Work in process, WIP, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a good or goods in various stages of completion throughout the plant, including all material from raw material that has been released for initial processing up to completely processed material awaiting final inspection and acceptance as finished goods inventory. Many accounting systems also include the value of semi-finished stock and components in this category. SIN, in-process inventory. In other words, work-in-process inventory is inventory to which value has been added, but it is not yet a finished good. WIP can also include subassemblies for a BOM that are held in inventory. Finished goods inventory includes the finished, ready-to-use products waiting to be purchased by the customer. In-transit inventory. Distribution inventory is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as material moving between two or more locations, usually separated geographically, for example, finished goods being shipped from a plant to a distribution center, DC. Some amount of inventory of each other type is in transit at any given time due to the never-ending cycle of production and replenishment. An example is inventory on container ships for international shipments. Counting only the inventory that is currently in stock could be omitting a significant percentage of total inventory. In-transit inventory is measured by the average annual inventory in transit, which is a function of transit time in days and annual demand. Reducing this cost requires finding ways to reduce transit time, because less volume needs to be in transit at a given time. MRO, maintenance/repair/operating supplies. Inventory includes spare parts, lubricants, hand tools, and cleaning supplies that are needed to maintain production but are not in the final product. Because of this, MRO is expensed rather than being an asset on the balance sheet like the other types of inventory. Maintaining reliable production requires keeping an inventory of supplies for both routine maintenance and emergency repairs. Attention to production machinery and MRO forecasting can reduce equipment costs and downtime. MRO inventory has its own inventory management challenges. It is often kept in multiple dispersed locations at a facility, making it hard to accurately account for its accumulation or use. This creates risks of obsolescence, unnecessary purchasing of items already in stock, and unnoticed pilferage. Purchase requisitions are often the only trigger to order more MRO inventory, but their frequency and small order size make these an administrative burden. Organizations could realize significant benefits from investing management time in optimizing the size of this inventory investment, the number of suppliers being used, the controls over MRO inventory, or the MRO ordering process. Many organizations rely on corporate credit cards for small-value MRO items. Some organizations partner with full-service distributors to create an online requisition system. Given enough volume, A distributor may keep an employee on site to help the organization avoid stocking so much MRO inventory because they can offer fast replenishment. Another improvement example is to centralize MRO inventory storage. Functions of inventory. Inventory can be seen as both an asset and a liability. The following functions or purposes of inventory answer the question, why have inventory in the supply chain? Cycle stock or lot size inventory. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cycle stock as inventory that depletes gradually as customer orders are received and is replenished cyclically when supplier orders are received. These available for sale or sold goods constitute the main function of inventory. When referring to aggregate inventory in the supply chain, cycle stock may be called pipeline inventory. Cycle stock is called lot size inventory when the inventory is purchased or manufactured in quantities greater than needed, such as to receive quantity or full truck discounts or to match batch sizes for production. Anticipation inventories is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as additional inventory above basic stocking levels to cover projected trends of increasing sales, planned sales promotion programs, seasonal fluctuations, plant shutdowns, and vacations. It is intended to cover the demand projected in the organization's demand plan. The demand plan will include anticipation of demand peaks and valleys due to promotions or changes in seasonal demand. In a level production strategy, anticipation inventory may require building additional inventory before it is needed in order to cover the anticipated increased demand later in the year. Buffer inventory includes materials maintained to keep throughput steady at work centers. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a buffer as 1. A quantity of materials awaiting further processing. It can refer to raw materials, semi-finished stores or hold points, or a work backlog that is purposely maintained behind a work center. 2. In theory of constraints, buffers can be time or material, and they support throughput and/or due date performance. The term is also related to the theory of constraints. Some organizations dynamically adjust their buffer sizes as a control lever to manage constraints and keep throughput a priority so it can remain as high as possible. Safety stock, fluctuation inventory, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Stock planned to be in inventory to protect against fluctuations in demand or supply, including uncertainty, forecast errors, long lead times, or supplier shortages. Sins, buffer stock, reserve stock. C. Hedge, inventory buffer. Safety stock is inventory held to protect against miscalculations of timing or quantity. It is used to reduce variability in demand and/or supply. If a supplier goes bankrupt suddenly, for instance, safety stock can be used to continue production while looking for a replacement supplier. Safety stock helps meet customer service targets and reduces stockout costs. Use of safety stock to satisfy unplanned demand should be considered normal to a point. Inventory policy can be used to set an acceptable frequency for use of safety stock. Increased frequency of use over this target is an exception indicating that there may not be enough planned cycle stock. Decreased frequency of use or non-use under this target may indicate that there may be too much safety stock. Note, when the delivery times fluctuate, safety stock may be used for E and B items, fast and medium fast movers, in the IBC inventory method. However, when applied to C items, slow movers, inventory will increase too much because the inventory is rarely needed. In this case, safety lead time should be used. Hedge inventory. Hedge inventory is not a commonly used term, but many organizations do practice hedging when it comes to inventory. Hedging involves managing risk by building, buying, or contractually guaranteeing additional inventory at a set price if supply could be threatened or prices could rise. These decisions involve speculating on events such as the weather, the economy, labor strikes, civil strife, or political actions. A key concept related to buffer inventory and safety stock is decoupling. Decoupling is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as creating independence between supply and use of material. The process commonly denotes allocating inventory between operations so that fluctuations in the production rate of the supplying operation do not constrain the production or use rates of the next operation. Decoupling allows supply and demand functions to operate at differing, independent rates. Holding a supply of raw materials inventory, for example, decouples the manufacturer from its suppliers. The sawmill operator wants to have a ready supply of trees to turn into dimensional lumber. The furniture manufacturer wants enough dimensional lumber to process. Since many products are produced in batches, when there are competing uses for the same work centers, Decoupling also allows scheduling use of a work center so that some production may occur earlier than needed to avoid bottlenecks in overall production. While this adds to inventory buildup because some WIP inventory will be ready for the next work center before it is needed, it is an example of the need to optimize the overall flow of inventory and production. While decoupling is often necessary, supply chain managers look for ways to achieve the same goals without the holding costs by reducing variability in quality, quantity, or delivery time.